welcome back to Beyond the Gate, our Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Meg.
And today we have a bonus episode, and we're talking about the final intro and outro for the series.
Yeah, so the intro is Rain by Sid, who also did the first outro of the series. And then the outro is Ray of Light by Shoko Nakagawa.
Yes, and so I did not have a great segue.
Nah, you know what? That's fine. We're just gonna share our favorite lines and then talk about the imagery and stuff. So let's share our favorite lines first. We got these from Amelie's English versions of the songs.
So for Rain, my favorite line is, "Merciless memories, they're ringing out so unforgivingly. They show no intent of letting me go free."
Yes. And then my favorite line was, "So far I've held it back, but any moment now I know I'd crack, for all my pain is pouring down my face."
Yes. And for the outro, Ray of Light, my favorite line was, "Years have passed and we both have grown up. You would think that I'd have better luck. Hope you still seek the answers I've been asking night and day."
And my favorite line was, "And now I see that I was so afraid, I locked away my whole heart to keep it safe."
Yeah.
At least for my favorite lines, I had noticed a theme where it's all about like hiding your feelings.
Because
I picked another favorite line from another different song that was similar.
Yeah. Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like those kind of lines, and it's I wouldn't necessarily say I live my life like that, but kind of do in a way. So I just
it's hard to relate to that sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway, moving on. So for the intro, I'm going to comment on the imagery. So it's Ed and Al looking out over the city and turns to memories of comrades. And then it turns into Truth, who for some reason looks like Winry. Mm-hmm. And Ed tries to hug her, but then she's gone. And Ed is screaming, souls are escaping. And then we see the homunculi and father. And then it transitions to Al waiting at the door. Winry's crying, and we see rain falling on all the people of the city and the military people, and then we see the other major players flash by, including Greed. Yay, we get to see him again. And then it turns to Mustang as he sinks into darkness, and Risa crying and hugging Hayate. And then Ed and Al are standing by a tree, and the rain stops, and the sun finally peeks through the clouds, and Trisha reaches out to them. But it's all a dream, and Ed is smiling in his sleep as Winry lovingly watches over him.
Mm-hmm. I really like the imagery in this.
Oh yeah, especially the end. I just love Ed being so peaceful. That look on his face as he's sleeping, you never see him like that. Like mm-hmm. he never has that blissful, peaceful look on his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then for the outro, it's mostly Hohenheim. So we see young Hohenheim, and then it goes to Trisha's grave, and then we see the people of Xerxes, and then it flashes to older Hohenheim, who's traveling through the desert, and then we see the Elric house, the dwarf from the flask, a giant transmutation circle, and then we see Ed and Al both in human and armor form, and then finally the sun rises on the Rockbell house.
Hmm. Definitely tell, like, this is the end. Like,
oh, yeah. Yep.
And then we just wanted to talk about the intros and outros a little bit more and why we think they were chosen. So for the intro song, basically the English lyrics, like the song is about the endless falling rain, which is like hardships, and then like the rays of hope that keep slipping away, and like wondering if there will ever be an end, and specifically a happy ending. And I think this song was picked because Ed and Al they're reaching the end of their journey, and while there's still like hope that they will succeed, there are a lot of doubts because they're not really sure what's gonna happen right now because they're not focused on getting their bodies back right now. It's more about saving the country. So it's kind mm-hmm. of, it's up in the air, you know, what's going to happen. And I think they're ready to be done, because it's like they've come so far, but at the same time, it's like, are we actually going to reach our goal?
Yeah. And the imagery, I found it to be very sketchy and loose at times. It shows us the people that matter in the series. There's lots of flashes of different characters we've met, even the ones that have left us. And it starts out with that kind of tumultuous and sketchy, you know, style, but it turns peaceful. And we love seeing Ed resting and Winry smiling at him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Honestly, like, when we first heard of this intro, like, I was kind of disappointed. Like, I thought I was going to be totally, like, I wanted something about the last battle. Yeah. And then it started, and it was just, like, this slow song.
It ain't it.
Yeah.
The imagery pumps you up, for sure. And yes, the imagery is amazing. Yeah. And the song itself is great, but I imagined it more as a song that would play mm-hmm. for the end credits, like something nostalgic and peaceful and sweet. But it's not the punchy rock ballad we were expecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely don't feel like the imagery and the song necessarily go together. Because even like the imagery, like watching it, like gets me pumped up. And it's like, then you got this slow song, and it's like, okay.
It's that weird, it's a weird feeling where you're like, I can't pinpoint why, because the beat is still there, and it's like the beat is going with the imagery, but there's still something that makes you feel like the images are slower than the song, and it's not matching up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for the outro, I don't know, I honestly felt like the intro and outro were songs had kind of similar messages to them. This song is about learning from the past and changing because of it, and looking forward to the future. And I think it fits with a lot of the lyrics, like fits with Ed and Al, like making promises that they're like not gonna hurt any more people, and they're not gonna make Winry cry.
Yeah.
And they're looking forward to when they can go back home to Winry and the rest of the people that they love, and in their bodies, and like being whole again. And then also just like the imagery is, you know, all about Hohenheim, and so the song kind of, I think, also fits with his story, because it's, I don't know, talking about the past and looking forward to the future. And I think there's some hints about, like, it's talking about, like, reuniting with people that have been lost. And so, specifically thinking about Trisha, and then also, like, literally his entire people group got wiped out. So just, like, being reunited with those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for the imagery, like, we said already, it's Hohenheim's journey, but there's also some premonition of what's to come, because we see that giant transmutation circle, and
mm-hmm.
kind of most of it is stuff we've already seen. But then you see that, and you're like, what's going down in this final arc?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, they're both good, but to be honest, I was let down.
Underwhelmed.
Yes. Like, I thought, like, literally, like, these last 15 episodes, 14, 15 episodes are, like, the final battle. And so you would think that, like, the intro and outro would be, like, honestly, like, if they switched the fourth intro and outro with this one, I feel like it'd fit better, because honestly, like, the episodes that intro outro covered, like, there was stuff happening, but it was a lot of like prepping for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
What
would have been cool is if they took another song by the group that did the first intro, because mm-hmm. I mean, like, they did that. It's the same group who did the first outro, but if you had the same singer from the first intro, I feel like that would make it come full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, it's fine. I ended up liking the songs a lot more after listening to Amelie's album.
Yeah.
Because then I heard the lyrics and I was like, oh, these are actually really great songs.
They did grow. I mean, I like the songs themselves. I just don't feel like they fit with where we're at in the story necessarily.
Yeah.
But anyway, now it's time for the moment that everybody has been looking forward to, obviously.
that our 50, 60 listeners have been
waiting. Oh, yes. Hey, every single one of them matters.
Hi, guys. You matter.
Wanted to share overall what our favorite intros and outros are. Megan kind of basically already shared hers, and I shared my favorite, like, grouping, like, which part, but not necessarily which ones were my favorite. So, Megan, shock us all with your favorite intro and outro.
Yep. Well, no surprise, my favorite intro was Golden Time Lover, which was the third opening, I believe. And then my favorite outro was from the last one. It was the fourth ending, Shunkin Sentimental.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite intro, I think, was the last one for the fourth intro, period. I just like that one.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, exciting. And then my favorite outro is Sunetata.
Oh, which
was like
second? No, wait. Third.
Yes. I think it was the third.
I kind of figured that was yours because every time it came on, you were just like bopping your head and trying to sing along.
Yeah, no, I like that one, and I can pretty much sing, like, there's, like, a rapping part, I can pretty much sing the English lyrics to that.
You started singing the Japanese ones for like, the beginning.
Yeah, and then also there's, like, one line which I super love. It was my favorite line in the outro that I think that I shared in our bonus episode, but I can't say why yet.
yeah
we'll
get there. You'll mention it at the last episode.
Hopefully I'll remember.
But all we had, and boy, we're getting to the end.
Yeah and thanks for those of you who have listened to these bonus episodes about the intro and outro. I know, like, I feel like a lot of people don't care that much, but we care. You should see. I admit we both have an anime intro outro playlist on Spotify, and mine has reached, I have over 200 songs, and I think it's like over 10. Is it over 10 hours?
It's over 10 hours. I listen to it at work and it gets me through my shift.
Yeah. So
mine's not as long, but I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I have songs from shows I haven't even watched on there.
See, that's my thing, is that, like, I won't add a song until after I've seen it in the show, because I don't know, when I listen to music, I like to picture the, like, intro that goes along with it.
I have some songs that are just straight up J-pop that have probably no intro to them. Like, one of my favorite songs from Dr. Stone is from the group called Pelican Fan Club. And so one day I just hit shuffle on their albums and I found a couple bangers. So I put them on my playlist.
Yeah, I feel like I'm scared to do that because that's a rabbit hole that
I'm going to dive in.
I'm afraid to go down.
I feel like it's just like liking K-pop. Like, I get that. Yeah, no, like,
it is. It is. And that's another thing, too, that it's like, I'm afraid. I don't want to get... I have so much music that I already listened to. I'm okay.
You can never have too much music.
True. I actually have lately been having a hard time being like, oh, I'm listening to the same songs a million times, which I actually...
Under the tree, perhaps?
I think I've been listening to that one, like, 5 times every day. but no, I finally just created a new playlist. I found that I really like folk music. It's I made a playlist. It only has like 10 songs on it right now because I'm pretty picky about what I actually listen to.
Look up the Oh Hellos. You might like the Oh Hellos.
All right. There's like, actually, you know what I found that really helps, that I really like, is when the song has like bagpipes in it.
Vinland Saga has just messed with you.
No, okay, this happened before I watched that. But I was like listening to all the songs on my playlist, like, they all have bagpipes in them. And I listened to other folk like music that didn't have bagpipes, and I was like, I don't like this.
Add the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. That's what my friends and I were listening to on the way to the Ren Fair.
Ooh, that's like perfect.
And How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack. We had that on too.
Yes.
So which good. Is the best soundtrack in the history of mankind. Change my mind.
I will not be changing your mind. Thank you. I agree with you.
It was great because I started really listening to it in college while I was studying. It was just nice to have a soundtrack in the background. And I mentioned to my family, like on a phone call, that that's what I listened to when studying. And my brother, who was also in college at the same time, was like, yeah, me too. Really? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I didn't tell you and you didn't tell me. We just started listening to it at the same time because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. That's enough.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we'll be back on Tuesday with our regular scheduled programming.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye.